Agudat Ne'er Shabbos, we're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, Shir number 164. Allow yourself to be vulnerable. You have to protect yourself sometimes from people that could harm you, or are sharp with you, or they're not healthy. But with healthy people, and people that are close to you, whom you love, and they love you, or have a deep respect for one another, it's important to allow yourself to be vulnerable. And it's a sign of courage and strength because it helps you open up to growth and it helps you open up to healing. If your self-esteem takes a downturn, most likely you're thinking of yourself in ways that are permanent, in the sense of labeling yourself with permanent labels. I'm unlikable. I'm not a nice person. I'm a bad person. These descriptions are a negative, permanent way of seeing yourself. Even if you have to address those points, you make it more temporary in your wording. For example, I have a hard time fitting in at work, or I don't like the way I've been treated by my family. So that's temporary. Permanent ways of seeing yourself can be debilitating, but the temporary thinking gives you the ability to take back that power and to now do your best to correct that situation. You have to remove yourself from negative things. So for example, if you say to yourself, I'm way too sensitive, you reframe that more empathetically and positively and recognize I feel deeply about things. So the key really is to learn how to reframe your own critical thoughts into more kinder thoughts. Another thing is, we talked about this, is no one's going to downplay the stress of external situations if you're in a pressured home or if you're in a pressured work environment. But ultimately, deep down, we have to really work towards ourselves, understanding and knowing and internalizing that it is ourselves. We ourselves stress ourselves out. No one can stress us out or make us feel a certain way. It's a reaction that we have to a stressful situation or to people. No one can directly cause our stress. This is a hard thing to internalize. I have a trouble internalizing it because, again, most of my life, the same thing. I thought it was an automatic reaction. You're in a stressful situation. You're stressed. Reality is that it's natural to be stressed in a stressful situation. It is real. You know, and anything you could do to make that outside environment better, of course, you try to do the shtadlis and ask Hashem to help you with it. Sometimes you have to change your environment to make it less stressful. That is true. But nevertheless, we can control our own thoughts and our own emotions. This is something that most of us are not used to accepting and absorbing. It's something new to us. We could take charge of our stress and work through it. Another concept is, very often, is to accept people as they are. And if someone's really toxic, unhealthy, you stay away from them, you protect yourself. But with the ones you have to interact with are that are regular people, that have regular flaws, there's a certain acceptance to acknowledge that this is who they are, this is how they are, you work through it, but that gives you a calmness and a peace of mind when you're interacting with that person. Another good advice is to evaluate your life balance. You create, let's say, a pie chart, and you look at how much percentage of your time is focused on work, on friends, on learning, on davening, on spirituality, on exercise, on self-care, on family life. And you look at the focuses of your life, and you see if anything's out of balance and out of sync. And you ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help you balance your life in a healthy way. If you have a choice between beating yourself up or being kind and forgiving to yourself, choose kindness every single time. Kindness works even in self-correction. Kindness works even if you're not happy about certain things that you did or were thinking and you need to correct it. You still need kindness to work through, to help you become better. Bashing will not help. Recognizing a mistake, yes. Recognizing you need to improve, yes. But in a kind way. So again, if you have a choice between beating yourself up or being kind and forgiving, choose kindness every single time. And see the good in others. Again, always make this disclaimer. There's a self-protection against toxic, unhealthy people that one needs to be aware of. But when you're not threatened and you're safe, feel good about yourself, but also feel good in the fact that you could see good in others. You complement a good point in them when you interact with them. And it makes you feel better. It makes that person feel better. One of the greatest chasadim you can do for another person is to point out their good qualities and thank them for it and be grateful for it and appreciate it. And it makes the other person shine and thrive. And very often it makes the person that is hearing this motivated to access those better parts of themselves, to access their kinder selves, their nicer selves, and their potential comes out. You, with your kind words, with your encouraging words, with seeing the good in somebody else and pointing it out to them, could be a catalyst to help that person grow. We talked in the last week a little bit about Hakaras HaTov, to focus on what you're thankful for. Thank others for what they did good to you and thank them. And create that atmosphere of thankfulness of Hakaras HaTov. Give yourself pride. Pat yourself on the back when you work through stress and you thrive despite the stress. And to daven to Hashem to help you. Hashem, please help me not be debilitated by my stress, which would erode my healthy self-confidence. Help me learn from whatever stress you put me on, to learn from it, to be motivated by this, and to correct ourselves. Every day, find something to motivate yourself with. Every day, pick a piece of Tehillim, a piece of Tefillah. V'ani bechastecha batachti. I trust in your kindness. Yaga libi bishuasecha. My heart rejoices in your salvation. Ashir al Hashem ki gamal aloi. I will sing to Hashem because of all that he bestowed and gave to me. I just picked one pasuk. That one pasuk. You could pick any pasuk. And every day maybe even a different pasuk. Or maybe once a week contemplate on one pasuk. In Pesukei Dezimra, whatever it is, to internalize, to motivate you. This way, actually, tefillah, that sometimes people find monotonous or, you know, because it's repetitive and it's the same nusach every single day, but if you focus every week on a different pasuk, contemplate on it, think about it, it builds one upon the other in your thoughts in more depth, and it creates a more positive frame of mind, and it creates a tremendous connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Trust your journey, especially after you regretted the negative. Just because you made a wrong turn doesn't mean it won't bring you to the right place. You will end up in the right place. Just because you made a wrong turn does not mean it won't bring you to the right place. You will end up in the right place. Trust the process of tshuva. Trust the process of Hashem bringing you through it. I just heard recently from Rabbi Y.Y. Jacobson. There was a young man that had sins of the past, sexual sins of different sorts. He came to the son of Balatanya Mittler Rebbe, and the Mittler Rebbe opened up his arm and showed that he had a lot of this dry patches of skin. And the Mittler Rebbe told this young man that your sins of this sort is affecting me and is drying up my skin on my arm. Something like that. And he said that the Rebbe explained the story because in a way it makes no sense. Because a person's coming to correct himself and you make him feel worse by saying, you know, your sins is not only affecting you, it's hurting me. How is that helping this person? And the answer is, and The Rebbe said this, he said, and reframed it. This is itself the tikkun and the nechama. What he was trying to say, the Rebbe was trying to say to him, is, I'm with you always. I'm with you in your path. And don't think I'm ever separated from you. I'm connected with you from the day you're born till the day you die. I'm connected with you. And even if you seemingly made a wrong turn, I am with you there. I am with you there. And I never left you. We can't stay there. We have to move forward. But never think I abandoned you. And you need to recognize this. After tshuva, looking back, Hashem is with you always. He doesn't want you to stay in that darker place. He wants you to move away from it. So you do tshuva and you move away from it. But he was with you there too. And he pulled you out of it too. He was with you every step of the way, in every journey. So remember that. Because you made a wrong turn doesn't mean it won't bring you to the right place. It will bring you to the right place, to a healthy place, to a good place. And it'll be healing. And it'll bring transformative power to you. It'll give you the kayach to move forward. It'll give you the kayach to grow and to heal. Where that very dark place after tshuva becomes a tremendous, tremendous bracha. It brings you and propels you forward to know things in a very deep way, to understand yourself in a deep way, to help other people, save them from making that wrong turn that you ended up making, protect them from that, and help them pull out. Once you're out, you could pull others out in a healthy way, in a calm way, in a way that's healing. Bracha v'atzlacha.